We have a habit, you and I, of clinging to things for dear life, even when it becomes clear that God is calling us to give them up for His sake. It's not easy, is it? Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. From time to time, there have been things that I've really, really wanted to hang on to. For instance, a house that we owned some years back. I just really liked this place. It was comfortable. It felt like home. One evening, I was sitting upstairs in the master bedroom, feeling all at peace, just enjoying this lovely home that God had given us, when a deeply disturbing question popped into my head. If God asked me to give this place up, would I be able to let it go? Now, I know that that was the Holy Spirit prompting me, challenging me. Of course this home was a gift from God. Of course He'd blessed us through it. But I realized then and there that if I put this house before God, I was putting something else before Him. And that right there is the definition of an idol. Honestly, it's something I struggled with, prayed over, and thought about for a long time, until I finally came to the conclusion that if God ever asked me to move from that house, I'd give it up. It turns out that He did. And by His grace, He taught me that even though sometimes I want things this way or that, His way is by far the best way. Matthew chapter 26, verse 39. Then Jesus went on a little farther away from them, fell on the ground and prayed, "My Father, if it's possible, don't make me drink from this cup. But do what You want, not what I want." When the Lord calls you to give something up, don't hang on to it for dear life. That's God's word, fresh for you today. And you know, it's often our money, our wealth, our desires for comfort that end up being the snare that has us putting things ahead of God in our life. What a tragedy. That's why I'd love to send you a free copy of our latest life application booklet, Money Matters. To request your copy, stop by at christianityworks.com and you'll see that free offer right there at the top of the homepage. That web address again is christianityworks.com. Catch you next time.